This is a UK Carcast podcast. Hello and welcome to UK Carcast, the podcast by non-sport trading car collectors for non-sport trading car collectors. I'm your host, Paul Bynes, and this is episode 35. Katowiki goes orbital. Hello and welcome to episode 35 of the podcast. Regular listeners may remember I had Marco Janssen from Katowiki, a Dutch collector's site, on the podcast a while back, telling me all about the Katowiki collector's site. Well, Katowiki in March decided to launch their UK domain, katowiki.co.uk, to the UK market, and they held a launch event at Orbital Comics, a brilliant comic store in the centre of London. And I was invited. So I brought along my trusty recorder and recorded a few interviews there. First one is coming up, and that is with co-founder of Katowiki, René Schoenmacher. It's followed by an interview with artist Christian Wildgoose, who's the man responsible for the True Grit comic book, based on the Coen Brothers remake of the original John Wayne film. That interview was recorded with the intention of including it in a future episode of Behind the Canvas, UK Carcast sister podcast, but I decided to use it here instead. I'm hoping at some point in the future perhaps to get Christian on for a longer form interview, so I thought I'll bring him in onto this one so you can have a listen to him there. Rounding up all the interviews is a conversation I had with the old reprobate, Harris Tozer, the production manager of Non-Sport Update. Harris is in the process of sorting out the distribution of the next issue of the magazine, and he's also preparing for that old favourite, the Philly Show, which, if I've managed to get this thing edited and online in time, is going to be the weekend after this episode is made available to you, the regular and new listeners. So without further ado, here's the first of the interviews I recorded at Orbital Comics. I'm at Orbital Comics in London speaking to René Schoenmacher of Katowiki, who are doing a launch of their new katowiki.co.uk website. As regular listeners will know, I was speaking to Marco from Katowiki a few episodes ago about the whole website. René, thank you for agreeing to talk to UK Carcast.
Hello.
So, we're here in London, as I mentioned, talking about the launch of katowiki.co.uk. What brought the idea of launching in the UK to you?
Well, actually, we already have a lot of users who manage their collection online on our websites in the Netherlands and Belgium. And we saw that there were still with increasing number of people who found our websites through Google from the UK. So we thought, well, there's apparently a demand for our website in the UK as well. So that's why we released the .co.uk Katowiki site.
And that website is live at the moment, yeah?
It's live now, yeah.
So just to remind everybody of what Katowiki is, can you just give me a quick rundown of what people can do on Katowiki?
Yeah, you can see a catalogue of everything that you can collect. One of the things is cars, of course. And based on that catalog, you can manage your own collection, or you can buy or sell the things in the catalog.
And that's pretty much anything that anybody can collect, and there's a pretty wide range of things that people can collect, I know.
Yeah, it ranges from well-known things like stamps or coins or cards or books or comics to more obscure things like tea bags or handcuffs or things like that. Air sickness bags. We have a community of people who collect safety cars from airplanes. So it's really anything you can imagine you can collect.
Right, okay. Thank you. Well, as we did discuss this, if listeners want to go back to have a listen, if they go onto the Carcast website, they'll find the episode I recorded with Marco Janssen. And you get more information there. But in the meantime, go along to katowiki.co.uk, and I'll make sure there's a link on the podcast website. René, thank you for talking to me.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. I'm speaking now to Christian Wildgoose, the artist on the greatly anticipated tie-in to the Coen Brothers movie True Grit. Christian, thank you for talking to Behind the Canvas.
Yeah, thanks very much. Nice to have your time.
Thank you. Christian, how did you... The first question I usually ask on these things is how you got involved with art in the first place. How did you get started?
I mean, same story as with most other artists. It's usually, you know, before you can remember starting on art. But, I mean, what I did since primary school, tried to beat my friends drawing helicopters and Robin Hood, and just kind of stuck with being the guy in the class who was into doing art and just carried it through and wanted to do it for a job, really, so as long as I can remember. So.
Okay, and obviously the thing that's really been your big breakthrough has been this True Grit adaptation. How did you get involved with that?
Well, purely look at the draw on... I did a sketch for my blog, like after I saw the trailer, and totally taken back by Jeff Bridges and Rooster Cogburn, just wanted to draw him. So I drew a little head sketch, planning on just doing a few sketches for my blog, and then the first sketch got seen by somebody from Paramount who had written a script to do as a promotional comic, and they said, would you like to send off your picture with my pitch to the head office? So we did that, and then the next day we got asked to go in and do some more pitch work towards getting the comic, and then we got it. So, yeah.
That's great. Had you done anything similar before, or was this really more of a hobby and stuff you did for fun?
I'd worked on one comic for free called Dream Solver, and we were, you know, that's still ongoing now. And then, yeah, that was pretty much it. And then the True Grit's kind of springboarded me onto doing more stuff as well. So
is True Grit's out at the moment, the book, is it?
Yeah, it's free online. You could simplify it. You could just type in True Grit onto Google, True Grit Comic, sorry. Or you can go on my blog, which is christianwildgoose.blogspot.com, and all the links are on there as well.
So. Okay, I'll make sure that there are links to that on the Behind the Canvas website. Christian, thank you again for agreeing to talk to me.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you. It's time once again to welcome the bane of my life as far as podcasts is concerned. It's production manager of Nonsport Update magazine, Harris Tozer. Harris, welcome back to UK Carcast.
How you doing, Paul?
I am fine, thank you. Yourself?
I'm fine, too.
You're a bit snowed under at the moment, I know, so we will keep this interview brief.
Okay, sure.
And the reason why you are snowed under, we shall come to in a moment. I'm sure pretty much anybody that's listened to the podcast will know why you're snowed under, but I will talk about that in a moment. First off, I had the most recent issue of Nonsport Update magazine. They were out a couple of weeks ago, so that probably means you're due to do another one.
It does. We got another one coming out next week.
Okay. As regular listeners in the UK will know, it takes about 3 months for us to get the latest issue.
It does not. It takes about 3 weeks
About 6 weeks.
3 weeks or so.
It does still come out every 2 months, doesn't it, Harris? Because I think I'm just getting the ones in from 2008. So
yeah. Well, soon one would hope you'll have 2009.
Is that company that does Buffy still going?
Yeah, they're going gangbusters.
They've got an interesting product coming out next week, I understand.
Yeah. You know what? I can finally announce they're going to be doing angel cards.
Ooh, angel. I don't think we've heard about that show over here.
Well, you'll be getting it soon, I'm sure.
Joking aside, and allowing for the fact that transatlantic mail can be a little on the slow side, you have got a new issue coming out.
That's right.
When is it coming out?
I'm sorry?
When is it actually coming out?
That comes out next week. I think it starts shipping around Tuesday.
Right, okay. And what do we have to look forward to in that issue?
Well, we're doing a Transformers cover for the new movie that comes out in early July. We have a sneak peek at Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Oh, right, okay. Yes.
And we have an introductory story on Cryptozoic, which is something everybody, the new company, Cryptozoic Entertainment, new company everybody's talking about.
Alan Teagle.
I think we talked about. I think we talked about that in the last episode.
Yeah, I think we did too. So this is the issue that runs in. Alan Beagle, our editor in chief, interviewed a couple of people over there, and so we'll be talking about the company and what their philosophy is and their very first product, which is the Liberty Trading Card Set. Mm-hmm. So you can look for
They've been quite active online. I noticed they've got a very active Twitter feed.
Right. Yeah, so they have
posting all sorts of information about that.
Today they announced they're looking for artists for some of their sets.
And they've also announced recently some confirmed signers for Big Bang Theory.
Right.
Which is going to be an interesting set to see. That's going to be the first time anybody's done a set, or one of the few occasions when somebody's done a set based on a sitcom. I know there were trading cards on some of the Cotter. Was it Cotter?
Yeah.
Series. But this is the first time in recent years that anybody's decided to base a set on a sitcom.
There was one, I guess, in the – well, that's still quite a ways away, but there was one in the early 90s called ABC Laughs or something like that with sitcoms.
That would have been just America only, yeah. That's America only, whereas, of course, Big Bang Theory we have got over here.
Right.
We have seen that. So that's more of an international – it's sort of up there on the same sort of reach as things like Frasier or Friends or Cheers.
Right.
Where it's quite a well-known show.
Right.
As a show. So it's unusual to see a trading card set based on that. It'll be interesting to see what comes out with that.
I think
not their first set.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good one because it really has the right pedigree.
Mm-hmm. It should be interesting to see. Certainly it's geek-friendly.
That's right.
It's very geek-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It has Will Wheaton in it every so often.
That's
it must
right.
be geek-friendly. So you can't get more geek than Mr. Wheaton. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are the things going on. Do you have the other usual contents or any other special features you're going to be putting in this time?
Well, we have our usual array of articles, and we have three promos this time too. I think I didn't mention those, but we have a Transformers promo to go with the Transformer cover and cover story.
Right.
And we have a Liberty Trading Cards promo, which goes with the Cryptozoic story we just talked about. And we also have a Star Trek promo. We were just talking about Will Wheaton, speaking of Star
Trek. This is true, but there you go. You'd almost think I was professional, wouldn't you?
I know. We have a promo for Rittenhouse's The Complete Star Trek The Next Generation Series 1 set. That set has the longest title.
Yeah. Now, that's the first TNG set, or TNG-only set, that Rittenhouse has done, isn't it? Because, of course, most of the TNG sets were done during the Skybox, the FLIR Skybox Day, all the series.
That's a good question. I'm not sure the answer to that. I mean, didn't they do quotable TNG?
Sorry, I forgot about quotable, yes. But this is the first one that actually covers the episodes.
Yeah, it's the first complete one in their complete line. And it's it's the first of two, actually.
And I think it actually does, if you excuse the phrase, it does complete their complete series as far as Star Trek is concerned, because I think there's been completes for all the other shows. It's just TNG that they hadn't done. I suspect because the season sets that FLIR Skybox did were too recent.
Right. And they did one of those for every series, for every season of the show, did they not?
They did, seven.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how that's coming across. I had forgotten about the quotable. Rittenhouse does seem to stream things or strip things along in certain themes. They have the quotables, they have the InMotions.
Right.
They haven't seen much in the way of InMotion lately.
No,
they have
but
the
they
completes.
Do seem to have those brands that they're doing pretty well with.
And of course, they also seem to be moving into what, for want of a better word, is premium.
Right. They've been doing a number of premium pack products lately and have several more in the works.
Spartacus is one, I think, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. That is slightly higher priced packs, but in a similar vein to Cult Zone. To Cult Stuff. They guarantee that you'll get at least a base set and most of the cards, I think, in when you buy a minimum number of a box of the packs.
Right.
Or something like that. So they're higher packs. But you
they do have some really good autographs in that set, too. I mean, they have Lucy Lawless, the actor who plays Spartacus.
Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of interesting stuff going on in that.
Right.
So and so you have promos for that. That's good. And you mentioned the Cryptozoic promo. Is that the first Cryptozoic promo to
yeah, make it is. It's our first Cryptozoic promo, and again, it's for the Liberty trading card set.
What's the subject? Sorry, Liberty. What's that one?
Well, this is the one that's in support of Comic Book Legal Defense Fund.
Ah, yes, we did talk about this last time. I do remember now. Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
So a good cause to support, especially nowadays.
That's right.
So,
and you know, we'll also have another Liberty Trading Cards promo to give away at the Philly show.
There's a Philly show?
Yeah, that's the show that's in Allentown, right?
When's that then?
That is May 14th and 15th.
Oh, anybody would think you've been rehearsing that.
Well, let them think that, but...
This is the bit we were coming to, isn't it? Yes.
I thought I'd throw you a bone there. I thought I'd throw you away to segue into
Philly. We've linked nicely into that. Yes, okay. Anybody that's been following Harris on Twitter, and you should do, what's your ID on Twitter, Harris?
It is Harris Tozer.
So just go for at Harris Tozer.
That's right.
We'll have noticed him posting practically on a daily basis. We've got some new promo cards coming out for Philly.
I know. My fear is that people are probably getting sick of my Philly posts.
Well, the thing is, normally when we have this conversation about Philly, usually off air, usually you're a little disappointed that not being able to offer so many cards at the show, or it's a little difficult to encourage companies to donate cards. This time around, you've got a bumper crop. You're getting close to San Diego as far as the cards, or Paul Maiello as far as the promo cards are
concerned. It's really insane. We have something like around 26 cards that are being given away.
And these are all for current or upcoming sets. These aren't specially produced cards promoting individual artists or anything like that.
These are for all upcoming things. Well, a few of them are for artists' sets, but those are upcoming sets as well. And then
sets rather than individual persons. I mean, it's people. Because I know at some shows you'll find promo cards being given away for an individual celebrity.
Well,
or
we do have three
artist.
Of those, too. We have the three Philly cards that we give out, but... You know,
Those are traditional and people expect those.
That's right. Three of the 26 are those.
Yeah. But, I mean, so name names. What sets have you got? Can visitors to the show look forward to finding?
Well, you mean the names of the sets?
The cards, yeah. Yeah, the promo cards, yeah.
Oh, wow. We've got everything. I mean, we've got from Brygent, we have Vampirella, we have the Tudors, we have the Star Trek series that we just talked about. We have the Liberty trading cards that we talked about. We have two artist sets. One of them is the Pernas. Elaine and Tony Perna are putting out their own set. We have a promo for that.
Right.
Let me see what else I can think of here. We've got Dangerous Dolls, which is a set that Axebone is doing himself.
Ah, from Bad Axe Studios, yes.
One of my favorite cards, there's a King Kong promo in there, and it's for a Fivefinity set called King Kong of Skull Island, and the promo is art by Joe DeVito, and it's really, really cool.
Mm.
We have a Stargate Universe promo. We have a James Bond Mission Logs promo. We have two cards from Cult Stuff, War of the Worlds, and propaganda posters.
Oh, yes, those good old propaganda posters. Cult Stuff does turn those a new bunch of those out for a lot of shows, don't they?
They do, but the cool thing about the propaganda posters is it's cigarette card size. So it's a little bit smaller, but people really like the smaller cigarette card size promos, or cards, I should say.
That seems to be a niche that Cult Stuff are cutting for themselves, is doing some of those unusual card size inserts, especially the cigarette cards.
Yeah, they seem to have latched onto that.
So, and there's all sorts of. You mentioned some of the companies. I mean, some of those companies are actually going to be at the show, aren't they?
Yeah, we'll have four or five of the companies will be there. We have Cryptozoic coming. We have Famous Fabrics, which is a new company coming. Well, as is Cryptozoic, and of course we have Mainstays, Brygent Marketing, and Rittenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
258 West is coming as well.
And I believe Sidekick are going to be
Sidekick
popping
is coming. Yes, that's right. Sidekick, they're pretty big on Twitter.
They could be quite interesting to see. Obviously, way back we had Psychic on the show.
Is that right?
Talking about their Art Hustle set and
right.
Talking about
there's a new
Psychedelic.
There's a new Art Hustle Series 2 is coming out soon, and I'm sure they'll be promoting that at the show, as well as they've given us a promo for the Outer Spacemen.
Right, so that'll be interesting to see.
Right,
it's a good mix of companies there, that's a fairly high number of companies exhibiting this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We've been fortunate there too.
Is that giving you an indication, perhaps, that maybe the hobby is starting to turn a corner again?
Maybe. Hadn't really thought about it, but maybe. It very well may be.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bumper. What I'm really saying is, it's a bumper selection of companies. Now, admittedly, most of those are new, or at least new as far as non-sport is concerned.
Well,
you've got a couple of old timers like Vragent, but
right,
Cryptozoic is relatively new. Yeah, Rittenhouse, but Cryptozoic is relatively new.
Cryptozoic is new, and Famous Fabrics
is new. So, and Sidekick has really only been going for the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that there'll be. Of the five or six, they'll be one of the oldest companies, and they're only
about 2 years old.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years old.
Absolutely amazing. Plus, of course, you've got all the tons and tons and tons of promos. That's not everything that visitors to the show can look forward to, though, is it? You have some artists.
No, we have artists, too. Yeah, we have six killer artists, really. We've got Axebone. We talked about him and the Pernas, Tony and Elaine Perna. We also have Sean Pence. We have Ted Dastic, and we have Rhiannon Owens, and all of them are really brilliant artists.
Yeah, Ted's pretty much a local boy, isn't he?
Local in Philadelphia, and so he's probably just about an hour away from the show.
That should be fun. Give him my best. We had him on the show a while back. And,
okay, will do.
He's a really good. He's a good lad. Mm-hmm. As of course we have also had Axebone. So
okay,
and he's a good fun conversationalist. And I'm sure they're all going to be exhibiting sample work and taking commissions and doing prints and all sorts of stuff. So, so that'd be cool. It's not just about the FOMOs, and it's not just about the artists, and it's not just about the manufacturers. It's about the door prizes.
Oh, the door prizes, yeah. I have some of those, too.
Now, in past years, you've done special golden tickets.
Yeah.
Haven't you? So that people can go to special events and things like that in the evening. I think, was it the anniversary one you were giving?
Yeah, for the anniversary, we had something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What have you got cooked up this time?
Well, I mean, we have several really good door prizes to give away, but the one thing I think that people are really going to go crazy for, which we have not fully announced yet, but Versicolor, who is another company that I know has been on the show with their Betty Page private collection cards.
Oh, yes. Billy Shipley, yes.
Your show, yeah. They're giving us some uncut sheets of the Betty Page cards, an uncut sheet of the preview set that they've done, and uncut sheets of some of the promos, and we'll be giving that away to the first 40 people who come through the door. And there's one more item that will be in that pack that I'm not allowed to mention just yet, but it's the one killer item that Billy is really excited about, as are we.
You can't be tempted. You can't be tempted into talking about it.
I cannot. What are you going to tempt me with, though, just so I know?
Well, how about if I turn the microphone off?
Go for it, but...
Okay, I've turned the microphone off.
Yeah, so we'll be announcing that Monday.
He didn't fall for it, listeners. He didn't fall for it.
Didn't fall.
You'll have to wait until he tweets about it sometime after the show, I'm sure, or until someone who gets one can tweet about it.
Right.
So that's interesting. And you've got some other bits and pieces as well. Did I hear tell that there's an autograph card, an autograph sketch card, and there's a couple of other sketches?
Yeah, we have two really good prizes from Fivefinity. They gave us a Sean Pence Voltron sketch card, and anybody knows that Sean's work is amazing, but this Voltron card is really good. It's actually from the set. It's it was a card that was meant for redemption that didn't get redeemed, and I guess that's out of redemption now a year or two or a couple of years, and so they gave it to us to give away as a door prize, so that will be quite cool. And we also have a Stephen Canal autograph card, and that's really cool too, because unfortunately Mr. Canal has passed away, but the company president there at Fivefinity pulled this from his own collection and gave it to us to give away.
He's quite well known over here. Oh, he's quite well known internationally, I dare say. He was the man who created such iconic TV shows as The A-Team and The Rockford Files.
Yeah, he's got a lot of credits to his name. I mean, and he's worked as a writer, too, on many shows. He worked, I don't know, for 20 or 30 years. And if you rattled off the names of some of his shows, it would read like, you know, basically a who's who of television from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, and he was an actor as well. That's what gets me. He built up such a reputation. If anybody is still unfamiliar with him, most of his shows ended with the Stephen J. Cannell Productions.
Right.
Little bit of film. And it usually was him sitting at a typewriter, typing away, and then throwing the piece of paper in the air, and it would eventually scroll around and turn into an animated logo.
Right. That was pretty iconic.
That was pretty much standard, you know. But he acted in all sorts of bits and pieces.
And he also, was a novelist as well. He put out some novels.
Yeah. I mean, he appeared in Magnum P.I. and Diagnosis Murder, all sorts of bits and pieces like that. Mainly cop shows, it has to be said, but he did a lot of those. So that autograph is sort of a one-off if it's actually come directly.
That's right, yeah. As I think I said, it's from the company president's personal collection. And he gave it to us to give away at the show. So
that's a really cool collectible.
It sure is.
Yeah. So now, you're having a gathering.
That's right. Yeah, we have a gathering on Sunday morning for Car Talk members and guests.
But this is a fairly traditional thing.
That's right.
A lot of jokes tend to get around about who's bringing in the donuts and who's doing this.
Yeah.
And you usually manage to get a few people to come along and talk. What have you got planned this time?
Well, this time the event is actually sponsored by Cryptozoic.
Ah.
We have Cryptozoic sponsoring the event, and so we'll have Cryptozoic speaking for just a few minutes. They'll talk about some of their new sets that they have coming up and what they have planned. So we're excited about that. The main thrust of the Card Talk gathering this time is the artist panel, and we'll have some of the exhibiting artists talking about what it's like to be a sketch card artist and what's involved and how they got started and where they think sketch cards are going and things like that. And basically, we'll open it up for Q&A from the audience.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing, I know you've been chatting to me about this offline. This is going to be videoed, isn't it?
Yes, sorry. It will be videoed. We will be doing this through Ustream. Mm-hmm. And we tried that last time. It worked pretty well. It was not without a couple of glitches. And hopefully we've got the kinks worked out, and we'll be broadcasting this one live. So anybody can watch it Sunday morning at 8:15. But the good thing is it should be archived as well. So if you don't feel like getting up Sunday morning, you can watch it later on in the day, Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or whenever you feel like it.
There'll be a recording on the Ustream website.
That's right. It'll be under the Non-Sport Update channel. So if you go onto Ustream and search for Non-Sport Update, I believe we should come up. And if you can't find it that way, just go on Card Talk, and I'm sure it will be linked there as well.
And what I'll do is I'll try and if I'm awake, because I'm possibly working, but if I'm awake, I will try and tweet about it as well, just to make sure people follow you there.
Okay,
good. Yeah, it's about 1:30 in the afternoon UK time, basically.
Right. It's actually works out well for the UK.
Yeah. So you can be getting over your Sunday lunch, and you can settle back and watch Harris talking to a whole load of people and start wondering whether you still feel peckish anymore.
That's right.
Now, I have to explain, I did watch the recording you did last time you tried this as a little experiment. That was really just a test. This wasn't anything you'd set up deliberately. You just thought you'd give it a go. And you were using your iPhone.
That's right.
The picture quality was pretty good, considering it was on a little iPhone, telephone that you keep in your pocket.
Right.
It's amazing what technology will allow you to do now,
that's
isn't it?
That's right. It really is.
Because once upon a time, if you'd wanted to stream or do a live broadcast from the show, you'd have to have had someone with a whole load of cameras and special lighting.
That's right. You had to have a crew come in, but now you can do it with your phone.
Well, you know, we can prove it. I think this podcast has proved that anybody can do a radio show with the minimal equipment.
It's really amazing. If, you know, even 5 or 10 years ago, if somebody said you'll be broadcasting to the world with a phone.
I know, it's amazing. Talking of broadcasting, of course, and Alan Beagle is going to be on the radio again very soon, isn't he?
That's right, yeah. He's doing the other radio show.
We don't talk about them.
No, but he is doing a radio show tomorrow night.
You can talk about them. Give them a plug. Go on.
Let's see. It's actually Friday night. But there again, that's another situation where you can listen live Friday night at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, or you can listen anytime you really want once the show gets archived in a day or so after it airs. And that's called Card Club Radio. Let's see. Am I getting this title right? It's the Card Club Radio Show. I believe that's it.
I believe they've actually got a podcast version on iTunes
as well.
That's
right, yeah. So. It is available on iTunes and on their website.
So, okay. So, there you go.
Alan will be a guest on Friday's show, but also Scott Gata from Cryptozoic. Boy, we should have a drinking game here, however many times I've said that word.
Well, I think we've already got the Philly drinking game going, and I think pretty much the entire listenership is now drunk.
Scott Gata will be a guest on that show as well, so that should be pretty good.
So just to recap, Harris, what are the dates of the show?
Show is May 14th and 15th, which is a Saturday and a Sunday, coming up here real soon. I don't know when you'll air this, but it's May 14th and 15th, and the hours are 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 3 on Sunday. And the card talk thing, once again, is at 8:15 on Sunday morning before the show gets started. That will last about an hour. People can find that on Ustream or look for the link on Card Talk. And
I'll make sure there's a link on Cardcast as well.
Okay, great.
I'm hoping to get this episode up before then.
Just a mere $6 to get in for a single day or $10 for the weekend.
That's not a bad price for a show, really.
No, and see, you know, considering the promos you get all those promos, it's what, 50 cents a promo or something like
that. And a chance at some of those door prizes.
Chance at the door prizes, and we have not even mentioned all the dealers that will be there, too. I mean,
well, exactly.
That's what really what the show is about, all the dealers and all the great selection of vintage material, new stuff, stuff from the 80s, stuff from the 90s.
And really, this is the perfect opportunity to show your support for the non-sport hobby, because going to a show like this, A, helps to support NSU. It also helps to support the manufacturers who are exhibiting there. And in particular, it helps helps to support the dealers
who are
having to fight hard to compete against eBay and online stores.
Right.
It's a tricky situation to be in. Mm-hmm. So actually physically turning up shows, you know, you're standing up for your hobby. And,
that's right. And there's really nothing like, you know, going to the show. I mean, eBay is great. Let's face it, eBay is great. But, you know, you can't get to see the cards in person, feel them, really look at the condition. Of course, if you like to talk, you know, there's all the dealers there who will talk shop with you, talk about what's coming up.
And it's your fellow collectors as well, of course.
That's right. And you certainly, you know, you can't go out and talk to a manufacturer on eBay. So
you get a chance to chat to some of the artists and if possible, even get them to do a one-off for you, which is going to be really unique.
Right. And you can watch them at work.
Yeah. And of course, you can actually go and stand right slap bang in front of Harris Tozer at the NSU stand.
That's right.
And tell him exactly what you think of him from his podcast appearance.
And I'm sure some people will.
Ask him for autographs. He'll be signing body parts.
No, I don't think anyone will do that.
So, okay. Well, that pretty much covers that, I think. So, Philly Show, if you're in the area, go. I will not make my usual comment.
And that is what?
I can't go.
Oh, yeah. That if somebody is willing to send Paul Bynes to the show, he is more than willing to accept.
Yes, I have had offers of accommodation.
You have?
I have. I believe someone has a cardboard box.
Okay.
That they're going to put in their front yard.
But does that cardboard box fly?
No. So I need someone to send me a pair of wings.
Okay.
Or a jet ski or something.
Maybe a propeller to put on top of the box.
A propeller. Perhaps a canoe and a couple of oars. I mean, you know. anything. I mean, if I can get over there, then I will. But this time,
well, have you tried to see if the box floats?
I don't think it's waterproofed. No, the box is already over there.
It is. Oh.
Yeah, it's in their front yard, so I can sleep in the box. I'll put a hat out for contributions for food, but you know.
Well, maybe we'll get a catapult and catapult you. Across.
Stranger things have been known. That would be art imitating life. There have been attempts at catapulting people across rivers and things, and they've never really ended well.
No.
So, oh dear. Okay, well, until the next time we can be bothered to get you back on,
mm-hmm.
Which will probably be next month.
well, I don't know. We've got these behind
I'm
the canvas.
Proud. Well, behind the canvas, yes. As I record this, Behind the Canvas 5.2 has literally just gone online.
Okay.
And that's the second half of the John Riggle interview, a.k.a. the John Riggle miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm looking for more artists to come on the show.
Well,
so,
who will be on Behind the Canvas 6?
Well, I haven't negotiated that one yet. So if you happen to bump into any artists in the next couple of weeks, Harris,
yeah.
You might like to suggest that they get in touch if they're interested in appearing on the show.
Okay. So you want me to act as your agent is what you're saying?
Well, more or less. I mean, you know, in previous years, you've actually recorded interviews at the show, but of
right.
course, you're doing your TV production thing now, so.
Well, just so I know, how much do these artists get paid for their appearance on your show?
Lots of free publicity.
Oh, okay.
Same as you get, Harris.
I thought they got, you know, like a couple $100 or something.
Don't sell them that. The ones that didn't get it will complain, and the ones that did get it will want more.
This probably will be cut anyway. We're not even on the air right now.
We haven't been on the air for the last 2 hours.
That's,
I mean,
that's right.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, Harris, once again, good luck with the Philly show. Good
Thank
luck
you very much.
With a new issue. You won't have any of the new issue at the show.
We will have them at the new show. That is the plan.
You will. Yeah. Okay. But then all the rest of us poor mugs who subscribe will be getting it in about 4 months.
I'll tell you what, if you tune in to Ustream, I'll show you a picture of what it looks like.
Oh, that would be good, so we know what to look for in a year's time.
There you go.
Hey.
I am really mean.
Yes, you are. Anyway, Harris, thank you again for coming on to the podcast.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me and letting me do all these plugs.
Hey, you know, the fans have come, your fans have come to expect it.
Well,
I don't have fans.
I think they have fans.
They don't make themselves too apparent, anyway. Good luck with the show and the magazine, and I'll speak to you again very soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I've been speaking, if speaking is the right word, insulting most of the time, to be honest with you, is probably the correct phrase, to Harris Tozer, production manager of Nonsport Update magazine, and you can find more information about Nonsport Update magazine at their website, which is nonsportupdate.com. Well, that was Harris Tozer, courtesy of the magic of Skype. And before that, you heard René Schoenmakers and Christian Wildgoose, who were both at Orbital Comics on the occasion of the katawiki.co.uk launch. My thanks to René and to Marco Janssen for inviting me along to the event. My thanks to Orbital Comics for hosting it. And to everybody involved with Katawiki's PR company for arranging such an excellent launch event. Thank you indeed. I'll be posting links to Katawiki, to Orbital, and to Christian Wildgoose on the CarCast website, so keep an eye out there. Orbital do their own podcast, and I'm quite happy to mention that here, give it a quick plug here, because it's about comics, it's not about trading cards. So if you want to have a look, listen to, if you're interested in comics, why not have a listen to Orbital's podcast. You will find it on iTunes. And what I'll do is I'll try and post a link to that as well. As of the next episode of Behind the Canvas, I have set up a new feed for Behind the Canvas. As regular listeners will know, up to now, episodes of Behind the Canvas have been alternating with episodes of UK CarCast. And there's been the risk that if you hadn't been up to date in your downloading of episodes from iTunes and some of the other podcast library services, you might very well have missed an episode of one because it's been overlaid by the latest episode of The Other. So I decided to split them out. This means that if you want to continue listening to Behind the Canvas, you will have to resubscribe to the Behind the Canvas feed on iTunes or a number of the other podcast libraries. Now, on some of the podcast libraries, you should find the RSS feed is already there. But on iTunes, I've submitted the feed to them, but it'll take a little while for it to appear in iTunes itself. So I'm hoping by the time I have the next episode of Behind the Canvas ready to go online, the feed will be there. The five episodes that I've already recorded and released on this feed will stay in the UK Carcast feed, but they will also be available in their own feed as well. So if none of that makes any sense to you whatsoever because you just download the episodes from the Carcast website or you go direct to the Internet Archive to find them, then don't worry. Nothing's going to change as far as you are concerned. I will still be providing direct links on the UK Carcast and Behind the Canvas websites. Once I know for certain that the iTunes feed is up and running, I will be tweeting about it and I'll make sure that there's messages posted on Facebook and on Scoundrel and NSU's Card Talk and the Trading Card Museum and Twitter and on, of course, the Carcast website. UK Carcast is recorded using Pamela for Skype and a Logitech USB headset on a Windows XP PC. It is edited using Audacity, compiled using GarageBand on an Apple Mac G4. Music by Sapphire Moon. MP3 hosting is courtesy of the Internet Archive at archive.org. Other web services provided by Google Sites, Amen World and One and One. Email provided by Google Mail. UK Carcast is released under a Creative Commons license. For more information about the Creative Commons license, please visit our website at carcast.co.uk. You can get in touch with UK Carcast by email, that's ukcarcast@googlemail.com, on Twitter, which is at UK Carcast. We're on Facebook, do a search for UK Carcast on Facebook and you'll find there is a group and a page. You can find us there. I had a quick look at the group a couple of days ago and I noticed we've swelled to about 48, 49 members. So thank you very much for joining. The more the merrier. I will try to update that on a more regular basis. I do apologise. You will also find posts about UK Carcast on the NSU Card Talk message board, on Scoundrel and on the Trading Card Museum board. And my thanks to the administrators of all three for letting me whisper away about the podcast on them. Well, that's it for episode 35. So until next time, thank you for listening if you have been. And remember, one pack is not enough. Unless you've overdone it on the canapes.